Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Our next guest is a Tampa, Florida-based tattoo artist who you've seen on Season 2 of the Oxygen series, Best Ink. And now you can see him every week on the MTV show, How Far Is Tattoo Far? Please welcome, the man known as Dollars Tattoo, Jordan Ginsberg.
Jordan, this is, I believe, every...
How are you?
Well, thank you. I believe this is every tattooist's passive-aggressive dream, is to put some questionable tattoos on questionable people.
I mean, you'll never get to tattoo stuff like this.
Yeah. Yeah. Because you guys are long-suffering. You have to deal with the public. You have this skill set, but you have to deal with stupid people, people with terrible ideas, people that think they're incredibly clever, and then you're forced to complete it because that's what that you have that gift. And I have friends who are tattooed, and I know it's just below the surface. They're like, oh, my God, I can't deal with one more mom, daughter, matching tattoo nightmare.
You know the secrets of the industry. You definitely do.
So you, this idea is so good, and it made me laugh so hard. It is a great look also into the human nature of friendships.
It is. It's a perfect social experiment to see, you know, a lot of the true intentions and how far, you know, people will go in their relationship.
This is, and to somebody who's never seen it, you'll have, if you could, Jordan, explain it to the audience of what the setup is and how the whole thing works.
Okay, no problem. So the premise of the show is basically, you know, we take two people with relationships, and the relationships vary. They can be family members, they could be ex-spouses, brother, sister, and you get to see a little bit of the underlying feeling that people kind of bottle in, because when they get this opportunity to tattoo, you know, one another without them knowing, you know, what this is, I think they both go for their biggest shot or whatever the biggest secret or held in animosity is. And you kind of get to see the nature of people and how impulsive some of the decisions can be. And it really is just like mind-blowing when you see these people see what they've had tattooed on them by, you know, a loved one.
Yeah. No, it's frenemies at their best. It's, what did I see the two dudes? The one guy was, they're both crying. They were close friends. The one guy kept screwing up, and the one guy was always getting him out of it. And then he had tattooed on him herpes and chlamydia and STD and giant, like, comic book letters around his crotch.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's nothing off limits. And our show was kind of framed based off of a UK version of the show. And over there, they do a little bit, you know, a little bit different as far as the subject matter. But we definitely found a way over here to push it really far. But it is, like you said, you see these things and these people don't expect it at all.
Oh, the girl doing the, she was surrogate mother. She was doing surrogate pregnancies. And the other girl had her legs out giving birth to money and money bags.
That was a super creative one from this season. And I mean... What do you say? I mean, I lot of the time I was really shocked to see, like, where did they find these people? Had the most crazy stories and off the wall.
But some of this stuff, you just go, at some point I feel like there's going to be a worse meltdown than I've seen so far. Like, you know, I like it in the butt or the chastity belt or the picture of the girlfriend taking a dump on your arm. Like I'm there's definitely been girls that are angry at me, but it's a great portrait.
I assure you, I can't tell you much, but I assure you this season gets 10 times more explosive as it continues. We tripled it in with two, I believe they were sisters or best friends. They were our first physical altercation of the season, but there's many more of those to come.
And it's just, because that has to make you think, okay, these are my friends, these are my past relationships. What would they have tattooed on me that they know my head would explode?
I instantly thought about that when I started doing the show, and I realized for me it's completely off limits. I don't think that there's anybody in my life who wouldn't do something terrible.
Right.
I can honestly say, after seeing, I've seen some people I thought, like, oh, they would never. And it go there. So
oh, listen, there's a reason I won't play like a little, hey, let's tie each other up business. I'm like, I don't know what kind of unrequited anger did you have just below the surface by the time my hands are, are tied up face down in a bed. You know, I'm like, oh, no.
Exactly.
No,
that's definitely the premise of the show. You got it.
Yeah. It's how about the, what was the girl invites girl for threesome one? What happened there with the ex? What is that one?
Oh. That one was that was definitely a day on set that everybody remembered, just because the energy in the room was intense. I think that was just and you see that a lot today in our culture, is like just people misinterpreting relationships. The one girl thought that they were a lot closer than they were and decided to shoot her shot at a little bit bigger of a question. And I mean, she missed the mark. She just she underestimated how private and shy, her friend was, and it was definitely a big one.
And what was the tattoo then?
The tattoo of it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so on her chest, she got, it was basically an image of, I believe, two girls and one guy. And one of the girls was sitting in the guy's mouth, and it said, thruple or not. And I guess a thruple, I learned
a thruple
on the show that day, is a three-way couple, I guess. So she was inviting her friend to a three-way relationship.
Oh, we're so weird.
Definitely not on the same page.
We are so weird, just as human beings. And everybody has to find, as a tattooist, does it not drive you a little batty that everybody has to create some kind of super ultra-deep thought, feeling, idea, philosophy? Because they can't just tell the truth of, like, I like the way tattoos look, so I want to get something that makes me look cool.
It bothered me for a long time that people weren't just able to appreciate this art. Like, hey, I just like this image, and this is kind of how I choose to decorate my body. I find that there's different clientele. So, you're going to have a lot of people who are coming in sentimental, or they're attaching sentimental value to an image. And then you have some people who are just, hey, I like tattoos. So it definitely varies. I think it's getting better as time goes on. 5-6 years ago, everybody was like, if it doesn't have meaning, I can't get it. Now it's
so ridiculous. And inspirational phrases on your rib cage, it is the hallmark of buffoon.
Yeah, I've done a big basket of those. Big basket.
Oh, sure. And it's just got to be so tempting, like the whole dance, like no one's watching, laugh, like, no one, if you've never been hurt, make love like you don't have HPV. Have you ever just finally refused and went, no, it's too much? Not because it was so stupid, but because it was so stupid. Like, you're like, I cannot, what did I see? Music is what feelings sound like. And I literally wanted to slam my own head in a door.
I definitely have had moments where I was overwhelmed. And fortunately, now, I've definitely received quite a bit of influx of clientele from these shows. So it's allowed me to be a little bit more selective. So I just find a nice way to kind of, maybe I'm not the best guy for that job, but inside, yes, that is the expression's a little bit more harsh.
Well, when I view music the same way, or I'm sorry, tattoos the way I used to view music. You'd love a band, and you loved it so much, but you wanted them to be cool, but you didn't want them to be so popular. Everybody loved them, and so when it became the thing, you would almost resent the new fans. And tattoos Absolutely. Got to be like that.
I have noticed the tattoo culture has taken that turn. It was once a very, private and closed off industry. It was kind of a niche market. Now it is definitely, it's continually bursting into the mainstream. I believe it or not, I like it because it brings new ideas. So, a lot of what we did when we were a closed off culture was we would stick to the same kind of patterns and things like that. It took people coming in who didn't know tattoos to ask if things were possible for us to start pushing some of those boundaries.
And there's no doubt, like, the level of artist today is 1,000 years past just 20 years ago. Like, it took such an incredible jump, because I think it brought a lot of artists and kids from art schools and really the gift. And then they just learned to work inside the medium.
It is no longer just a biker's game. It used to be kind of a tough guy or military.
Yeah.
You saw a certain demographic of tattoo artists. Now you got kids who are coming out of art school and, your latte drinking tattoo artists. And it definitely brought a whole different side to the art It's very interesting to see the transformation.
Yeah, well, I love that it's back, and I love that now it's even gone another step where the show on MTV, you guys, how far is Tattoo Far? You get to choose your friend's tattoo, and we've done another show here. Greg couldn't lose enough weight, so he's got a giant cheeseburger on his butt cheek. T got a tattoo of the logo on over it and his little tramp stamp. Mm-hmm. And, you know, people have suffered. I wrote the word bitch on his ass in my. At one time I was a young budding tattoo artist. I didn't know it because I'd never done it before. But I just it was a dip and rip. Like I scratched the word bitch into his butt cheek, and it's even I look at it now and go, Jesus Christ, that's horrible.
Oh my.
Yeah. Yeah. It's so we've.
Well, it seems like you guys have the spirit. That is that's it.
That's it. Last question. Have you ever hidden just a small personal message, something strange inside the tattoo that most would not notice, but you felt great about?
Like as far as in somebody else's tattoo.
Mm-hmm.
I can honestly say I haven't. However, I did work with a gentleman who I did see do that, and he did it quite frequently, actually. What he would do is he would write little things or put like the smallest little like penis under the end of like a tribal tattoo and then color over it solid black. But what would happen is over time it would fade and you would see the outline more than the black was. It was terribly unethical, but I mean, it was creative. He found his way.
You're right. It's not ethical, but I understand it. I just do. There's certain things. And, you know, and like anything else in this world, there are certain stereotypes that there's a reason things ring true. And when a guy walks in, he's like, look, I'm going to get me some trouble. You're like, mm-hmm, of course you are. What fraternity were you in? Yeah.
Yeah. There's definitely a lot of different demographics, and you can tell that the people who get these specific ideas kind of clump together personality type wise.
Yeah. Well, listen, I hope the show goes a bunch of seasons. He's down in Florida. But where are you at in Florida? What part of it?
I'm based out of Tampa, Florida. So I have a private studio here and the shop under construction, but this is home.
Man, anytime we get down that way, we'll at the very least stop in and say, hey, and I'll check it out Thursdays, 8 o'clock MTV, How Far is Tattoo Far? And Jordan, I hope it's huge for you guys. I think it's a very funny show. And even more importantly, I think it's a great look into human, just the relationship and how we deal with each other and the things that we couldn't say out loud or didn't know how to put into words. Somehow we can find an image and have it permanently inked onto another human being is brutal. I love it.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I like you said, it's fascinating. It's great to see. And at first I was skeptical. I thought the show was going to just be kind of a shit show. And now it's cool to see it turn into the social experiment where we get a little bit of insight in people.
Yeah. Well, man, anytime. And if you get up, you know, there's a bunch of tattoo conventions that happen here every year in Kansas City. If you get up to one of them, man, please, let's get back together and you come by the show and hang out.
Absolutely, absolutely. I would love to. Thank you, guys.
All right, brother. Take care, man. It's Jordan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.